You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
We've got sport, Johnny. I've got four topics, and we're going to do them in a quarter of an hour.
Well,
is that better?
Why did you have to say that? We'll do it. If it just depends how long, how much sense you make. Go ahead.
No, it depends on the music. If the music starts, we're finished.
God, seriously. It's like actually working with a bloody
ferret. Have you realised? You don't watch the cricket?
Go ahead. What's the question?
I wonder whether they're going to start and limit in this day and age, how sport has been washed down and it's not
dumbed down.
Well, are they going to limit the bouncer in cricket?
What, one days or tests?
Well, in all forms of the game.
Politically correct, you reckon?
Well,
because it's dangerous.
Will Porosky? Rod, you're into cricket. What's his name?
Will Pekowski.
Will Pekowski was hit by a bouncer. He's out for a couple of days. Also, Smith was hit over in England. I wonder whether they're going to, because you used to be able to bowl in the old days a number of bouncers in and out, in and over,
beam
to,
balls,
and to intimidate, literally intimidate the batsman, and then you'd rip in a decent one, and you hope he was running away from his wicket or leave his wicket open, and you'd bowl him. Now I think you're only allowed to one. And if you are lucky, you are then warned by the umpire. But there's been a couple of incidents, and with concussion CTE, I just wonder whether the bouncer is going to be banned.
Can I ask you a question?
Go.
If you wear a helmet, which I presume qualifies with all the strict safeguards so a ball cannot get through to hit you on the cranium, and you've got shoulder pads, and you've got breastplates, and you've got arm pads and pads and a box, why can't you bowl six bouncers an over?
Absolutely. There's no argument. There is no argument. In fact,
what would be the reason then?
Exactly right. He was hit on the helmet, on the top of the helmet, and he had to go off.
But why? What's the point of having the helmet?
You still get knocked around a bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
What? Well, he must have. He went down.
Ben might have got a fright or shock.
No, I think they depress. I think.
But
they,
isn't it
like
now? Tell me, isn't it to my? Because I used to bowl fast and try and get them.
How
try
fast
and get
did
them
you
up. Well, try to get them up. But isn't it the Excuse batsman's me? The batsman's job to get out of the road of a bouncer?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I know.
You know
I
how long
that.
You get by the time someone lets a ball like down. Do you know who we should get on? I'm going to make it my week's mission to get Dennis Lilly on
you
next Tuesday. I will. I know.
No way.
I will.
Why? What do you say though?
But Dennis Lilly
is
huge.
He's winding me up.
You're just don't be a smartass and don't.
Do you know how long? I think this is correct, Don.
What?
What I'm about to say. Do you know how long you get if you're a batsman to decide whether to have play a shot, duck, move out of the way from a fast bowler like Lilly or Jeff Thompson?
No
I think,
time. No.
I think you get 0.8 of a second.
Just made that up. I've got no idea.
I think you get 0.8 of a second. A ball coming from 20 metres away at 100 miles an hour. Oh, it's 100 miles an hour? Yeah, 160K. Yeah. I think you get 0.8 of a second by the time it leaves his hand to make up your mind what you do to get out of its way or play a shot.
The other thing with cricket, the Big Bash is
yes,
on at
thank
the
you,
moment.
Sam. That's it.
Well, I mean, you.
What, Don?
The other thing with the Big Bash, I've got to compliment the production staff because they are now putting the names of the teams. They used to be Renegades, Scorchers, Heat, and whatever. Where do they come from? At least now they're putting Melbourne, whatever the team
is. I haven't noticed, but yeah, I agree with you.
Have you seen that?
I haven't noticed it, but I agree with what you're saying, yeah.
But the only
criticism... Same thing with netball, by the way.
What about...
Well, half the time, it took me a while to get to know which team was which.
Yes, I do understand, but it is... Yes, they should do that. But what they're doing, they should do in this Big Bash, there are players playing that I have never heard of. I wonder where they come from. Why don't they have pen pics of where they come from and inform us as to how they got in the side?
Yeah, good point.
Because they're just their names and you don't know their background, what state they... Can you tell me, do they... Is it open slather? Is it a draft for this big bash and you just pick players?
We get Merv Kane on. He could tell us how it happens.
Well, I'm asking Rod.
No, no, it is. It's pretty, yeah, they've got a salary cap.
But do the players come, Queenslanders play for Victoria or is there a
That's why they didn't, that's initially why they didn't put the names on it because they tried to not make it necessarily allegiance to state. So remember when like Brad Hodge went to South Australia and stuff like
I understand But do they pick...
It's an open pool, yes.
So you just pick a group of players for Melbourne Renegades, for example.
Yep.
So they could come from anywhere or any... Do they come from grade cricket?
Sometimes. That was the fear this year when, because of COVID and the bubbles, they didn't want to have just all grade players playing. Remember Channel 7 complained about it?
Right. Good. Anyway. Well, have you exhausted that?
Yes.
Right, good. Now, Don... What's the biggest...
What's that bloody bed, I'll shove it up your clacker.
Thank you, Don.
Shishu.
Don. What's the biggest sporting organisation in Australia? The biggest sporting club.
Oh, that is a good one.
Richmond.
Oh, club.
Yep.
Club.
Yep. Well, the most infamous or famous. There's no...
Oh, well, there's that Collingwood.
Yeah, Collingwood. So, Eddie Maguire rescued Collingwood when it was... on its knees, got the headquarters out at Old Olympic Park. He's made the Holden Centre, the Lexus Centre, or whatever car company is sponsoring him in at the minute, turned it into a state-of-the-art training facility, has himself personally, that's the double negative, the double entendre, he has rescued that club and set it up today so they'll never fail financially ever again because they were just about down and out. And he's decided to give it one more year. A very good decision because we want Ed to be stress-free for the rest of his very important life because he can move on and do other things elsewhere. But what a legacy he will leave that as opposed to all the knockers who like to jump into him for... a number of reasons, because, as I say, conviction is reserved for those on the sidelines. And what a star he's been for that. Do you agree with any of that?
There was a man who took over the war for England in the Second World War, and his name was Churchill.
Yes.
And immediately the war finished.
Yes.
Attlee became Prime Minister.
Thank you, Don.
People stand up in crisis. And people don't appreciate you when everything is going well. In other words, Eddie stood up when Collingwood, they were a basket case financially, everywhere else, stood up, got them going, but then the knockers come on board. Where were those knockers back in about, when did he come in, 93?
98.
He came in, was it that late?
98? Yeah, well, it's 23, 4 years.
I thought it was earlier than that. Anyway, they weren't around then.
Kevin Rose, wasn't it?
Kevin Rose.
Yep.
Surrendered the position. He had a high media profile and that would have helped Collingwood a lot. And it did. But there were a lot of knockers along the way. Even a couple of years ago, I spoke to one of them. And
what did they knock him about?
Well, just the way the club was going, the recruiting, the success it wasn't having. And just saying Maguire's been there too long.
Okay, so...
Now, I just wonder, the other thing that passed my mind, I wonder how many challenges he beat off in his time by going and talking to those prospective challengers.
I have no idea, Don, but could I ask you this? So if the knockers sheet home the recruiting part of the platform of the club, does any other president, man or woman, in any of the other league clubs receive the scrutiny and the naysayers who might recruit different or the wrong people? Do they ever sheet it home to any other president besides Eddie in any of the other clubs? They leave them alone because they know it's not really to do with the top office. Although you're the president, the buck stops with you, but you have other people. You have other people that go out and recruit. You can't be held responsible for everything.
Jeff cops it a bit.
Well, I repeat question.
Well, yes, there's two. Okay, they've got high... Collingwood number one, John. I used to write for the paper and I got some good advice when I started. You write history, you write topical.
You write history.
Well, a historical piece, a topical piece or a personality piece. when you're writing a column. And the fourth one in Melbourne is right about Collingwood.
Yes.
So Collingwood is always good newspaper fodder. Good. And he's got a high profile, and because it is Collingwood, you write it, people will look and listen.
Well, he's been a star, and is. Now, just to clear something
up. What are you laughing at, Rodney?
No, I'm just waiting for you to hook into your president.
Oh, well.
Speaking of scrutiny.
Well, he's opened his mouth again, hasn't he, by saying that the state government are not backing him, accusing Andrews of...
He said everything that you agreed with.
Who, Andrews or Kennett?
Jeff said everything that you said about Andrews.
Yes, but I'm not in that position, am I? You have got to button your lip when you're in certain positions in this community. And also, there's a number of people have raised concerns at Hawthorn about the gaming venues that Hawthorn have got and what they're going to do.
Why do you have to button your lip if you're in certain positions?
Because you're a little bit of decorum.
But what? So what? So the people who you might have an opinion about are different to you.
They get up and put their trousers and dresses on the same way. Well, you cannot say certain things in different positions when you're in a certain position.
Why can't you?
John, you can and you have, but you've made a name for yourself doing it, but there are other positions where you've got to be a little bit politically
circumspect.
Politically correct.
So just, this is sport. We covered this topic. I remember a friend of ours, and we had him on here. He was a coach of St Kilda, and he was a coach of Richmond, and he's been a very good player. He came on here and said that he wrote to the present coach of Richmond, he sent him a congratulatory letter and telegram.
Tony Jewell?
Yes.
Yes, Tony.
Tony. And we were saying, surely Damien Hardwick would have replied after he sent congratulations, because you said when Damien was feeling a little down and out, Tony was asked by Brendan Gale just to give him a bit of a bunk up, just to give him a heads up. And he wrote to him and was just wondering if I said there'd be no doubt that Damien would return the reply and say thank you very much. Has that been forthcoming?
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, but.
Wasn't that a little Britain character?
A new theory, though, before the show today.
I haven't got a theory.
That maybe he was distracted now in the benefit of hindsight. That's what you said.
Distracted. Why is distracted from
because
what?
Because he's split with his doll.
Who what? Has? Tony? Tony's left Marg?
Damien Hardwick.
What is I'd like to see that. I'd like to see
you
that.
You said that perhaps that explains why he didn't get the response, because he had a bit on his plate.
Coaching the team.
You are a freak, you are. You're trying to stitch me up, and you know that's what you said. So there's nothing wrong with that.
So, Don, how long have Tony and Margaret been together? I didn't know they'd split up. Have they split up?
Who?
Tony and Margaret Jewell.
No. Who said they split up?
Well, who split up?
Damien Hardwick.
Oh, Damien Hardwick split up. I didn't know. From Mrs. Hardwick.
Come on, Don. That's perfectly reasonable.
Mrs. Hardwick used to give a lot of advice about how that team was run and organised. So Damien used to say jocularly. So why would that be the reason why he wouldn't reply to Tony? Tony, if you're listening, I'm sorry for saying you and Marga split up. Oh, that is a horrendous thing to say. You'll probably come and punch my head in.
I hope so.
He's got a right shoulder. He can't. It'll be a left.
He fell off the lawnmower.
Yeah, OH&S come down and visited. Jay, have you, Don? You're wearing the seatbelt on the ride on mower.
He's got to have the shoulder done now.
I know this will be boring to you, but I'm just mentioning it anyhow. If Formula One racing does one thing over the break, it's ended last week, and then one of the most boring races you've ever seen. If they can't manipulate the cars to be competitive rather than the two Mercedes cars and the two Red Bull cars just carving up the... They may as well disband it. It's just a multi-billion dollar sport which is boring. I watch it every week hoping something will happen, but it doesn't.
What do you want to happen?
We want the 20-odd cars... 20 is even, 20 cars actually to be competitive with one another, race one another. That's all. The bottom 14 cars race one another, and the top six just go out on their own. I mean, and how you can have a disparity, and we've worked out it's not really the driver, it's the car. Because our friend Jack Russell, not Jack Russell, what's his name, Russell?
Jack not, Russell the dog.
No, Jack.
Is it Howard? No.
Bill Russell.
No, the basketball. Formula One racer. Anyhow, I can't remember. Russell. Fuck. Anyhow, he got in the Mercedes and put it on the pole and would have won the race, except they stuffed the tyre change up.
You haven't been following racing?
A horse?
Horse racing?
No, go ahead.
Well, they're all Melbourne Cup.
Melbourne Cup.
Anthony Van Dyke.
George Russell.
George Russell.
Well done, Rocket. Should have known that. Anthony Van Dyke.
The horse that came to grief in the Melbourne Cup.
Yes, Don, what's happened to it?
Well, there were three other casualties. Did you realise that at the training farm at Werribee prior to the Cup, horses from Europe?
Now, hang
there's
on
a lot
minute.
Of there's a lot of contention going on at the moment or about these horses coming out and being injured. There's been a number. They've just got to start looking at the breeding and the type of horse.
Can I ask you a question, Don? You said the Van Dyke, did it get put down after...
Yes, it got put down.
In the Melbourne Cup?
Yes.
And there's three others have been put down down at Werribee? Right.
Two others this year at Werribee in
and
the lead-up.
And you think they're not bred well?
Well, their bone density is not what it should be because they call it maybe line breeding in racing, but I would say it's kind of on the verge of inbreeding. And I will go on to say... having had horses for a long time.
Do you wear jewellery when you come? Because every time you put your bangle down on the table, it goes clunk.
Oh, is that like the washing machine changing cycles correct. Out the back?
Well, I'm staggered that people could hear the washing machine, but they can't hear you because you don't speak into the microphone. Go ahead, Don. You've done it again.
You've upset my chain of thought. Anyway, that's
train.
Right. About
train of thought.
And there's a rumour going around that there were big bets against Anthony Van Dyke. There's rumour. This year's Melbourne Cup because he was nerve blocked.
It's alleged.
Alleged. Well, nerve blocked, you don't feel. So he could have had a problem.
Alleged by who? The stewards?
No, it's not alleged by the stewards.
It's alleged that he was nerve blocked.
Just the alleged rumour going around. So that's a very interesting one.
It's only if it's true.
Yes. Mm.
It's an alleged rumour.
Yeah.
Because you can do a lot with horses' legs.
That's the triple negative.
Thoroughbreds nowadays are not what they used to. They used to have bone density. For example, I've got one at the moment, takes a size 0 shoe. On
Does
one
it?
Foot, which would mean one on the other. So it's got two different
sizes.
It's
got a club foot.
But... yes, it has, and that's what's happening. Haven't got the feet that they used to. They used to wear size 3.
You're riding a horse that's
three
got a club hoof.
3 or 4 size shoe, hoof. But you've got horses now of 16-1 wearing these smaller shoes. Their bone is not what it used to be.
So you're shoeing a horse that's got a club hoof, have you?
Yes.
Horse's hoof.
Horse's hoof.
Have we got anything else? We've got to go.
Oh!
All right. Oh, okay. So, Don, did you have any other sport
things? No, we've got to go.
Because this is your domain, sport.
No.
Nothing? Well, we'll try and get Dennis.
What happened to my quote? Do you boys talk to Sheehan?
What quote?
For the garden.
Oh, we didn't say we're seeing him tomorrow.
This is sport too. I saw Ross Oakley and Christine in the street at Bay Street, and he said, Mike has joined the Port Melbourne Bowls Club. I said, what? The Lawn Bowls? He said he's a member of the Lawn Bowls. He's starting Lawn Bowls. I said, holy shit. We must go down and watch him, see if he can hit.
A piss or not?
No. Ross Oakley said he's joined the Port Melbourne Bowls Club and he can go and see if he can get the Jack to come on to Kitty.
He'll take his own Kitty and go
home
with it.
Plant Rose up against the wall. He could pot Iris. He could belt Kitty. He could do anything. So there he is. The old boy's now going to stoop down and see if he can clear the deck with a big bolo. Jack High. Jack High.
Right, I've got to go. Guess is here.
All right. That's it. Thank you, Don.
I'm hoping around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy. about you, babe.